Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories. All building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hello and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we try and solve your complications. I'm Ravs and I'm joined with the lovely Lydia and Harry, my good friends. Hello, hello, how are we?
Hello.
How are you doing?
How are you doing? Doing good. I'm sure you're all noticing that we're not on camera right now. We are simply just very busy with things coming up. Me and Harry are going to Vegas next week. Lydia's doing backflips or something, I don't know.
We're busy.
She's got a hospital appointment. She's got to go spend the week in hospital while me and Ralph have fun in Vegas.
Exactly.
Shut up. Don't make it happen. Don't foretell it. Jesus.
We'll be back.
Yeah, we know people have been really enjoying the video stuff, which is great. I've been enjoying it as well. I feel like it makes me like avidly watch back the bits of the podcast even more so now. Do you know what I mean?
The set's looking real nice as well.
Yeah,
apparently TJ built all of those lights himself.
He built them from scratch.
He said, "If Harry, if you can design us a cool logo, he can 3D print it.
Oh my god!
And make us a cool light logo.
I would love that. We might have to do that then.
That'd be sick as hell.
We've also had lots of guests on. I mean,
yeah.
It feels like we've been peppered with guests recently. Trot and Tom. It's been nice to have lots of guests on. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, we had a long drought, and then the cup overfloweth.
The cup overfloweth with
now the cup runneth over.
That's funniest friendus. let us know who you think you'd like to have on next. I feel like we've gone for a good amount of the Yogs people now. We've made a good headway into it. Do you know what I mean?
Good dent.
I want to get some non-Yogs on. I've always wanted to get weird people on this fucking podcast. I want to like hire a fucking guy off Fiverr to come on the podcast.
Or, my God.
Some weird shit, you know?
I guess that becomes more complicated to do when we're doing it in person.
That's true.
Stranger. Like having someone on the podcast who's weird over the internet, I'm very comfortable with. You know, that just like
we
can just hang up and run away. But like it being awkward in person feels a lot worse.
I wonder
worse.
If there's a way for us to have a remote guest while we're in that room though. That might be possible.
We can get like a janky.
That's true. We'd also get a janky like TV set up and have them on the TV at the table.
This is crazy. Phil from Fiverr. Phil, yes. Talk about your staples collection.
I'm fucking crazy, mate. Love staples, I do.
It's like, right, yeah, we're hanging up on Phil. Like,
yeah. Oh nice God. Chat to you, Phil. See you next time.
The thought of doing it with a random, it makes me feel so anxious. Like, the thought that if it's just really uncomfortable and just sitting there like, oh God, I hate this.
How's your guys' weeks been anyway? What's the goss? Any hot tea to share?
No, no goss.
Nothing exciting, no crazy weeks, no tea.
No, I feel like I'm just trying to mentally prepare myself for going to Vegas again, to be honest.
Me too.
Mentally, financially, ruined.
Gastronomically.
Wow.
Just every bit, I feel like I'm just not prepared. I feel like I've thought about it a lot, but I haven't really done anything to get ready for it. Do you know what I mean? It's that
you
classic.
Just psych yourself up.
I bought myself some clothes. I've done my Esther, but I still feel so unprepared.
How many days are you guys there for?
I'm there from Tuesday till Sunday.
Okay.
Wednesday to Harry, Monday. Yeah, same Harry, time. Yeah. One off.
Yeah, pretty much, but a day off, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So that is quite a long time in Vegas then.
Oh, it's I think traveling that far is too long. I think it's a little bit. I think it's a little bit too long, but I also I'm just not going to go that crazy like for the entire time. Like I do just also kind of
I'm definitely having a no drinking chill day.
Yeah,
because I literally will need that.
Oh my god, yeah! Didn't last time you just went hard like pretty much every day until
well,
the
we
last
were
day
there for 10 days. It was insane. Yeah, so
we did San Diego for like a bunch of it, and that was amazing. And that was like party, party, party. But with a little bit of like. You know, some worky bits, a couple of meetings here and there and like, you know, chatting and networking. Mm-hmm. Whereas Vegas was like just for us, you know.
Yeah.
Vegas was just like, let's just get really fucked up. And we did that.
For like 3 days.
Oh my yeah. God. Yeah. I just
and I didn't Which, stop. I stayed
fair,
up all night.
It's not like we hadn't been getting fucked up in San Diego. Like, I just don't know why we just didn't need to be that long.
It's a long time for a boozy holiday. Like, yeah. A week and a half is, wow, that is a, that's
the
a commitment.
The crazy thing is that there's no bedtime. Vegas does not have a bedtime. If you want to drink at 6 a.m, you can have it. It's scary.
I need that barman saying no. You know, if yeah. I don't, then just like, when do I start and stop? It just is always going.
But the barman's like, you should go play some roulette, buddy.
So there's just no, the alcohol license is just 24 hours a day then. There's just no time that you can't buy alcohol. Wow.
Yeah, and you don't know yeah. what time of day it is. So you're just like drinking, have a good time. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, oops. Yep, it's 7 a.m.
Oh my God. You guys are going to come back like fucking little shriveled raisins. Like just... I'm just imagining just little Draugrs from Skyrim like wandering into the office.
Like legit, like I've spoke to you a bit about it already, but I think when I get back from Vegas, I'm going to attempt sobriety.
Yeah, a little break.
Or like have a major cut down on drinking because I don't want hangovers anymore. And I'm already fearing the hangovers I'm going to have in Vegas.
You'll probably want a break when you get back. Like, it will be good inspiration because you'll probably be like, okay, fuck yeah. It's time to have a rest.
Definitely.
Time to have a chill.
Yeah. But I think that's, it's also kind of fun to go on a holiday where you just burn the candle at every end. Do you know what I mean? Just,
yeah, like, let off some steam.
You're just
and...
like, blah, fuck it. We're just going to go crazy. And then you're just like, okay, that was too crazy. Now I need to recharge for a year. It's just
yeah,
like,
100%. You get it out
of
your system.
I kind of like that. I kind of think that's... Good,
we have like a bigger squad this year as well. Like we got the Hat Films people, boys joining us and
nice.
Stuff. Like, oh my god!
But I think actually, I think that larger group will. I'm praying make it actually less crazy because I think
I hope so.
The fact that we were like there was like a group of like 4 or 5 of us last year, and we were just it was just like constant. We were just like let's go drinking. There was like no one to even like murmur otherwise. It was just. Concentrated, everyone is there to get just drinking. Whereas I feel like we've got more people, not everyone will really be as hot onto drinking. And so that will like water it down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. More of a varied kind of like what people want from it.
Do you know what I'm excited to see, which is weird? I kind of just want to see it in person. It's this fucking sphere.
Oh my God.
My fucking like social media feed. I just kind of want to see what it actually looks like in person.
Big smiley face.
I
feel like. Yeah, there's $400 for a ticket to U2. Like,
what?
It's crazy.
I thought you said $400 to see the thing. To see U2, right?
I don't know how much I care about going. Like, going inside, it looks pretty cool.
How much is it to go inside?
You can get it cheaper, right?
Yeah, you can get, like, cheap little experience tickets for $20. And you go inside and just, like, they'll, you know, make you feel like you're in a giant rainforest or whatever. Like,
oh, so sorry, I misunderstood. So you two are playing in the sphere. Is it an arena? I didn't really know what it was, to be honest.
No, it's a giant arena with basically LED screens. So if anyone doesn't know, I guess I should explain. The sphere is a giant sphere that they've built in Las Vegas. And it has LCD screens on the outside of it. So it can project and play with these crazy videos. You know, it can look like a basketball, it can look like an eyeball, it can look like a smiley face. And then on the inside, it is like a concert hall, but with the same LED screens on the inside.
Yeah, so they can have crazy visuals.
Like insane, like immersive visuals. Yeah, you just feel like you're, you know, flying through a fucking entirely other land. You know, they can make it look like you're on a different planet.
We should totally go inside. That sounds awesome.
So they actually were talking about making one in London, I think.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah. That'd be cool.
The thing is, it works in Vegas because Vegas just doesn't sleep right. So you can have this giant, basically, ball of light constantly pumping out just light pollution everywhere. It was like, build it in London. And I don't know, I feel like you got some fucking old granny down the road. It's like, Turn that sphere off. It's past 12.
I think they'd have to do it by a waterfront or something, like, so that, you know, it's a bit out the way.
I just don't think, like, where could they put it? Like,
I don't know. Like,
I just don't think it would work in London.
In the Docklands somewhere with so much residential?
Yeah, I think it works in Vegas because it is a kind of a bit tacky and, like, you know,
well, there's so much light
over the top
at night anyway,
and
right?
Light, like, pollution. Yeah. Whereas I don't know. I don't think it would suit.
I
in
say
London.
Let's do it. Let's move towards a cyberpunky future where there's just big lights and neon and everything's going on all the time. I'm into it. Let's do it.
Yeah, just full on cyberpunk. Let's go.
Send it. Let's send it.
Let's send it.
I love
who
that.
Needs to
like,
sleep?
We're like, Ralph, how would you feel if that was next to your flat in Bristol? It's like
I'll just get good curtains forehead.
It's just one of those weird things, right? It's one of those weird things that humanity has built, and just going to see it, I feel like, is kind of awesome.
Yeah, I think whilst you're there, especially as you are there for quite a while, like definitely go inside. I'm just looking up, like, if you want, like, how to, you just want to look around. Okay, 20 yeah. quid for the day. Yeah. Is that
for
right?
The day?
No, sorry, wait, I'm a liar.
The Sphere Experience tickets, I'm I think, were the cheapest one. They weren't, like, super expensive. It's like, where is it?
Looks like it's maybe about $70.
Yeah, I mean, it's also, when I was looking, it was like 2 months out. It's now, you know, a week away.
Oh, yeah, they might, yeah.
But if you haven't looked up the Sphere U2 concert, the inside looks quite incredible when it's all playing. You know,
that must be insane, like the lights that they can show that they can put on whilst they're performing.
Yeah.
Yeah. U2, like, people hate them, like they hate Coldplay and all that
Why?
Shit.
Why?
Right?
Why do but, people like, hate U2? I don't know enough.
I don't know, dude. Like, U2 has got some bangers, but like I'd only be going, I looked at their set list and I'd only be there for the encore, really.
So
like,
I think people hate U2 because in
the
same...
the album on
yeah,
us, right?
Yeah, one of them was that they forced the album onto everyone that had iPhones, which was, you know, annoying. And I just think, I think something about Bono is, I think people find him very unlikable. In the same vein as Coldplay, I just thought this. I feel it as well, and I don't know why. Maybe I've just been like influenced by.
I always thought people hated Coldplay because they're a bit kind of soft, a bit of like a soft band. Do you know what I mean? They're quite like emotional. They're not like Coldplay aren't like none of their songs are like super cool. Do you know what I mean? It's usually quite positive or it's quite like introspective. I thought that's why people hate them.
I like Coldplay. Yeah,
yeah,
I liked early Coldplay. I'm gonna be one of those people. I liked the first two albums they did.
I'm not saying I love every song they do, but they're good.
Not every song.
Okay. I was just gonna say I just did a little Google, and it seems it might be because Bono is a pretentious douchebag. I don't think has done him many favors, and I think where their music went. People just dislike it. I don't know. I'm not sure myself. I'd have to do a deep dive.
The other one is Nickelback, right? That's the other one that's in like the trifecta
poor
of hate.
Nickelback. Oh. I do feel for them.
I don't. Wait, what is the most hated like band? That's like
it's got to be Nickelback.
No. Maybe Nickelback, but is it now Imagine Dragons? Because like, I think, you know,
I really do find Imagine Dragons. I find Imagine Dragons and Chainsmokers equally like the same levels of cringe.
I don't even know who they are.
Imagine Dragons, they did like, they do like the...
That radioactive song and Monster and all that shit.
Yeah.
Mm. I like their song in Arcane though. That was good.
But it just also just, it tasted like every bland Imagine Dragons song ever.
Yeah.
You know, you just... Ugh.
I feel you.
I've got Imagine Dragons in my mouth.
Imagine Dragon these nuts
across your forehead. Got him.
Very got him. Nice. Apparently, the 12 most hated bands of all time are Nickelback, Limp Bizkit, Creed, U2, Mumford and Sons, Bob Dylan, Fish, Radiohead, Kiss, Dave Matthews Band.
What the fuck?
Coldplay,
disrespect on Radiohead.
And Green
Day.
Why is Radiohead there?
Why are Mumford and Sons so?
Because
hated?
The guy's a massive cunt Tory, Harry.
Is he? I don't.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe, I mean, we've well established on this podcast that I'm not as big a music head as you guys. I'm certainly, like, not as involved. But, like, do people not just listen to music and not, like, dig into the artist, the people's, like, entire, like, personal being? Do you know what I mean? Like, is there, like, I don't know. Is there, like, some parasocial shit going on?
I think so. I think there is a big part of it where it's, like, yeah, your feelings about them can be really heavily influenced by, I mean, it's like anything, right? Your feelings about an actor and things can be heavily influenced by how they present themselves. And you might not want to, it might be like a subconscious thing. Like, you know, if an actor that you're aware of starts suddenly saying loads of, I don't know, like awful, fucking terrible stuff, you might not want to watch a movie they're in because then you just don't really like them. It's, I guess it can be that kind of thing as well.
It feels like a lot of the complaints about these musicians are they're just cunts. They're specifically annoying. They're just arrogant. It's like, okay. Yeah, I imagine if you're a fucking top of your class, world-class musician, you're going to become a massive fucking cunt. That's kind of part of the course, isn't it?
I don't know about Marcus Mumford, okay, but I just looked it up and it's not him, but it was one of the other guys in Mumford & Sons. Winston Marshall was like alt-right.
Winston?
And is like a fucking bit of a cunt.
Is he, oh, really? Well, fuck him then.
Do they still hang out with him?
He's out of the band. But Marcus Mumford begged him not to leave the band.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I also think an element is if a band become extremely popular and they have very just like radio-friendly music that gets played all the time, people get sick of them. Like, I think that's what happened with Coldplay. And they just...
Wyatt?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just realized I keep interrupting you.
I do it as well. I'm sorry. It's because we're just doing audio. We can't get the facial reactions to play off of kind of thing.
It blows my mind that Radiohead's on that list. Why be people hating Radiohead?
Because like, they don't put out enough music.
Is it just do people feel like nice. They sold out or something? Like, why do people hate Radiohead? Because, yeah, I wasn't really aware of people hating Radiohead. Is it because of Creep? Fan. Like, that's such a massive song. People got sick of them.
Like a Kings of Leon situation, like Sex on Fire. Yeah. Like I heard that song 9 million times.
Is it
partly because I feel like people innately, like what you actually did was on that list, you just named basically some of the biggest bands that have ever been in the world ever, right?
Yeah.
Like, is it that people just love to build something up and then they also love to just tear it down? They love to hate. Like, it's so fun and cool to hate on something. To do that 180 and just people look for that reason. Same reason that people read like shitty tabloid headlines, right? Like there's something in us that just goes, yeah, fuck it, I'm gonna hate it now. And it feels kind of good and I'm cool. I'm too cool for that.
Too cool for the mainstream.
Like, is it some of that wanky coolness?
It could be a big part of it, yeah.
I know that like I saw them in a festival called Transmit back in Glasgow and it was fucking amazing.
Radiohead.
But I remember people like, you know, kind of protesting at the gig and Tom York getting really pissed off.
Oh, really?
Because they had, like, weirdly topical, they agreed to play a massive concert in Israel.
Oh. And,
like, Glasgow is very, like, free Palestine. Like, you know, there's, like, a lot of that in Glasgow. So maybe that, I was like, maybe that's, like, a reason people don't like him. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, that kind of, you know, that I think when you're in the public eye, you know, that kind of stuff can really... follow, you know, like we do develop parasocial relationships with bands and artists and actors and authors that we like, you know. It is hard to separate the art from the artist, so stuff like that does get
involved. You guys got any problematic faves?
Ooh.
Anyone you guys like that?
I mean, I love
Leonardo
DiCaprio, but he's I don't know if I describe him as problematic. He has some weird actions.
Oh, wait, the fucking no woman over 25 thing. Yeah. Right, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's legal. Is it morally okay?
That's a question mark. It's just a bit gross, isn't
Society's
it?
Society's kind of made its mind up on that, but he is a bit of a fucking weirdo. He does some weird things. You hear weird things. But I still love him in almost everything he's in. So
yeah, same actually. Yeah, I can absolutely vouch for that.
Really hard to quash those. Just like, Leo, please don't be a fucking paedophile.
Yeah.
Please don't be a paedophile. Please.
I've had a similar thing recently. I watched the Elvis movie and after that I really got into Elvis's music. I've been like listening to him a lot, like reading about him, and that man did some awful fucking things.
I was exactly the same. I watched that Elvis movie and I was like, man, that movie was great. I love Elvis. And then I started just reading, even just his Wikipedia. I was like,
oh,
like this is very much like one side of Elvis's life.
Yep. Yep. It's very much like sparkles.
What type of shit was he doing?
Well, Priscilla, his like very famous wife, he met her when she was 14.
Hello, I'm Wheels, the Dungeon Master for Storybreakers. Love Critical Role in movies like Hot Fuzz and Spotlight? Actual play series Storybreakers combines the fantasy adventure of Dungeons & Dragons with small town comedy and mystery in an episodic tale of journalists on the hunt for the secret underbelly of a tiny town where nothing seems to happen.
But excuse me if I don't think a bunch of ragtag journalists from a podunk town are actually going to be of any help.
But technically, I don't come from here.
When the mysterious arrival of a celebrity from the Heroes and Adventurers Guild sets off a strange conspiracy, the group will have to leave what they think they know about the world at the door if they're ever to unravel the truth at the heart of this seemingly nondescript town.
It's not front page of the Sasai Star News.
I pull up the today's like installment of the news to see what the front page actually is.
There's a big picture of a pumpkin that's been stepped on, and it says, "Outrage as pumpkin stepped on."
Storybreaker Season 1 in its entirety is available for listening right now wherever you get your podcasts, with Season 2 on the way. Find out more at dicebreaker.com.
And he was 24.
Oh, Elvis!
Yeah.
Buddy, what's going on there?
Exactly. And there's all this thing about he sort of like, well, he groomed her and he made her dress the way he wanted her to dress.
He's not the one, Elvis. Yeah. Back it up.
Exactly.
He's a fucking hound dog. Jeez. Well, he's a hound dog.
Exactly. So now I have this horrible moral thing where I've really gotten into his music. But I mean, I know he's long dead now. But like morally, I'm like, oh, God, you were horrible. But oh, I really like your music. Oh, fuck. So
I thought there was, after watching the movie, I found lots of questions around whether, you know, the movie makes it like he's celebrating a lot of, you know, African-American culture. And actually that maybe wasn't the way it actually went down. And it was more him appropriating.
Yeah, stole it. And so yeah, there's a big debate like, about that.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Humans are complicated creatures. Yeah. I think also it's really like, it's really obvious in these cases, nothing is ever like, it's never, either side is right. The truth is probably somewhere in the middle, but just fuck, like.
Why has it always got to be musicians, though? Why is it always like a musician you're a fan of that turns out to be a cunt?
Oh my God, so many of them. Like, so many musicians I listened to when I was a teenager.
Oh, I don't know. Actors are pretty up there, dude.
Oh,
actors
yeah.
are pretty bad as well, I guess, yeah. But like, I'm a big Grimes fan, but she's a fucking idiot.
Unsufferable. I cannot even.
I love her music, but fuck me. Like, Jesus Christ. She's multiple children with Elon Musk for fucking start.
Do you know what's really sad? I see her like speak about something. I'm like, you're just really dumb.
Oh my God.
You're just a really dumb person. I think she just comes across as like just really not. And it's like a really fucked up thing to say, but it's really not intelligent. She just spouts some real fucking like grade A trash.
I think she said some dumb shit recently. Like, we're not human. We're homo techno now.
Just
we're
like fucking
part machine.
Just
like,
shut
okay.
up.
Yeah. The fuck?
Between her and Kanye, I'm just like, fuck
oh
me.
God.
This is literally
oh my God,
the
yeah.
worst time. I'm out on Kanye. And I've been out for a long time. Yeah. Like,
Kanye broke my heart. I was so into his... some of his albums I genuinely think are like masterpieces. I think they are absolutely incredible pieces of art and music. And fucking hell, that man is awful. It's
so fucking bad.
Oh, it's the worst. He's a great example of it. Someone that, I mean, he was always arrogant and awful, but now he's just like genuinely a shitty person.
Yeah, I'm not a Kanye apologist at all, but I do 100%. It clearly looks like his mental health is spiraling.
That
is 100% to be blamed of the people around him.
100%. I will always.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah, like he has bipolar. I'm very familiar with it and what it can do to a person, and I do feel sympathy. It's sort of a sadness for him because I imagine having that and being in the public eye and being that famous can lead to some pretty awful scenarios. However, it doesn't make you
the things
say,
he's saying and doing is unforgivable.
Yeah, are unforgivable. Yeah, it doesn't, insane. You know, having it's bipolar insane. Doesn't make you say those awful racist things or, you know, no. He does to his core have terrible opinions, I believe.
Yeah.
Ugh. But God, my God, we went so serious.
Yeah, we had to.
Give me that list of. Do you have that list again?
Oh yeah, I've got the list. Bands. Well, apparently,
can we go through them?
All right. So according to Science, I'm not sure how Science has anything to do with this.
Who the fuck? What? Sorry.
According to Science,
this is like science.com. Science. This is, what?
Yeah.
A man in a lab caught has some test tubes and he pulled like
science.
A couple of musicians out of it.
Run the fucking lab test.
Science.com. All right. Number one is Nickelback. Number.
Yeah, that's like the popular one to
can
hear,
we,
right?
Okay, I know we're taking the podcast a different direction, but like, can we dispel and get to the bottom of each of these? Like Nickelback.
Okay.
What did they do? Like, why?
Were they just kind of cringy?
I think it was that Rockstar song.
Oh, it's probably
That's that song that probably made everyone think that was like he's attacking
hot
awful.
One summer, like, 15 years ago.
How many times did you
like
hear that song?
I
just wanna be big rock stars.
Yeah.
Something measured driving 50. And like, wasn't Fred Durst in that music video as well?
Probably. They were like double awful. Oh, yeah. But I've just seen something. Imagine Dragons have surpassed Nickelback as the worst band of all time. I can't believe I've never even heard of these people.
You 100% would recognize their music. There's
really?
No way.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we've got Nickelback, Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit is like a fucking teenager, Limp Bizkit was cool, but now like I just don't think it's in the modern era, it's just not great, and I think he's a bit of a piece of shit.
He's a bit of a dickhead, isn't he?
You've never listened to Keep
Rolling
like, probably through osmosis but not through choice.
He's like always wearing that fucking red hat and shit. Like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
He's an old man. I'm just Googling him. He's old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's old now. Yeah.
He's old now.
He looks
a
bit like Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. And that's a weird.
What?
Just an interesting thought. He's got that.
He's been arrested a bunch of stuff. Like, I think there's been like some domestic stuff between him and his ex-wives and shit. Like,
right.
Anyone that's had like fucking 3+ wives, I'm just like, You know,
yeah.
Why are you shaming the multi-wedders?
I don't know.
Is that what they refer to as the multi-wedders?
No, I don't know.
There was a feud between Limp Bizkit and Placebo that began at a show.
There was.
Okay, back up, Lydia. Back up. It's okay. You're okay.
What the fuck? Hold me back. Yeah, Fred Durst was like a dickhead to Placebo or something like that.
There's a whole part of his Wikipedia that's just called feuds.
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
Britney Spears, Taproot, System of a Down, Creed, Placebo, Shaggy 2 Dope from the Insane Clown Posse, Marilyn Manson, Puddle of Mud.
Oh my God. He's one of those people, basically. Yeah, fights with everyone, is just a dickhead.
Their music just did not survive that like new metal area, you know. No one goes back. Well, I guess some people still listen to Linkin Park and stuff, but like,
there's like a very specific band of America that probably still listens to like his music.
Yeah.
But otherwise, no one cares.
Yeah. So I guess that makes sense. Who else is on there?
Who's next?
The next person. Oh, sorry. Where was I? Is Creed? Then I don't know really anything about.
I don't know
Creed.
Much about Creed.
Then you two, we've discussed that. Mumford & Sons discussed that. Yeah. Bob Dylan. I don't know. I'm surprised. I've never heard anyone have an issue with Bob Dylan.
I am not much of a Bob Dylan enjoyer.
Really?
Like, my brother really likes him. I've heard a couple of songs that I'm like, they're good. But a lot of it, I'm just like, man, I just don't get it. I'm just not a fan of it.
I don't know much about his, I don't know much of his music, but I like what I know. I'm not really sure. Okay. I'm not really sure. Chat. I'm not streaming right now. Comments. Let us know if you know why everyone hates Bob Dylan.
Yeah. I know nothing. His wiki says nothing. I don't
I think that's a weird one. I've got Fish.
I think it's because he's hard to get into, I think. I'm reading some people don't like him because his back catalogue is so vast, people don't know where to start with him.
That's a weird reason not to like
someone. You can't fucking be like
that's not
10
fair.
Minutes.
Some
Sorry, people, there's literally yeah. people, like, you're fucking people like Michael Jackson aren't on this list, who was potentially a paedophile.
Yeah. That can't be the reason.
Like, there's you can't fucking have Bob Dylan of MJ because people, you got too much music. That's fucking
I guess
insane.
This is bands, so maybe if it was like included solo... well, then you'd have like Beatles on here. Oh, well, actually, no, Beatles discography isn't huge. Sidetracked. Okay. And then we Radiohead, we know that. Kiss, I don't know why. I don't really know much about Kiss. I just know that they have
Gene
that those crazy
Stewart.
Tongues. Yeah.
What was that TV show that Gene Simmons was in?
Oh.
He was
what
in
was
a TV
it?
Show. Like, I just remember it so vividly as a child.
Gene Simmons' Family Jewels.
Wait, what?
There was like a reality TV show. Was it like American? Wasn't like American?
It was in
Idol.
The Apprentice.
Wait, are you're not thinking of the Osbournes?
No.
He was in The Apprentice because I see Trump's face. He was in that.
I can't remember. There was like a TV show he was certainly in that I was like, I saw him and then I saw him with his makeup on and I saw as a child, I was just like, fuck this. This is too scary.
He's just kind of scary, right?
He's a scary looking guy out of makeup, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure why people don't like them. And then last, but not least, because the least one was Nickelback, is the Dave Matthews Band, who I don't know at all. Just,
who the fuck is that?
I wonder if that's a popular band in America or just, I just don't know them.
They did that song, I'm a Joker.
I'm a dance moker.
Yeah, I believe. No, that was the Steve Miller Band. Sorry. My bad. Dave Matthews Band. I don't know. I would like to formally apologize to the Steve Miller Band. Let's find out what the Dave Matthews Band big song is.
Poor Sam editing this is going to be crying. He's going to be crying his fucking eyes out.
Sobbing. Yeah. I don't recognize any of these.
This band looks like it was fucking AI generated. Like, it's so generic. It's so fucking generic.
The Dave as I'm wondering if they're big in America, and that's
I feel like, yeah, we've probably heard these songs somewhere at some point, but I don't recognize this.
I don't recognize any of them. I'm not recognizing any of the words I'm seeing. It's like I'm reading a foreign language. Either.
No. Yeah.
Let us know in the comments who's your least favorite band. Which band do you hate the most?
Yeah.
And why? Why do you hate them?
Everyone's gonna have such different tastes, so someone's gonna be like Billie Eilish because I don't like the modern pops or whatever.
We'll include any musician.
She's technically a band. Yeah, I think any musician because she's technically a band of her brother, right? Like,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'd count them as a band. I think it's. I feel like band is weird. Like, I'd include solo musicians in there. Who's your guys then? Who's your guys top hated?
Ooh,
top hated, but you still would listen to their music. That's the catch, right?
Wait, you hate them, but you would listen to their music.
But you would still listen to their music.
Oh. I don't know if I have one.
No?
I'm
trying to think. Like, I get really annoyed when people put on Weird Al, but like, I have so much respect for Weird Al, but like, hearing Weird Al as an adult now makes me angry.
That's quite true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, if someone
you're at a party and someone puts on a Weird Al polka song. I'm like, dude. Like, what? You've just killed the whole vibe. I don't want to say Weird Al because like, he's like, you know, he seems like a nice dude.
He's just, like, Weird Al is the vibe of like asking for a high five after good sex. He's just like, bruh, like, no, you can't do this with Weird Al. Stop.
It's just kind of cringe. Just like, I mean, that's the whole thing, right?
Yeah. I have a, that's like, they will come for me.
Right.
Don't like Taylor Swift.
Crazy. He's a crazy man
But if I be in the club and like, I don't know about you, I'm feeling 22. I am dropping it, man. I'm fucking dropping it into
the ground. Dropping it like it's hot? Like slut dropping? Nice.
Yeah, dude, I start slut dropping it. Like, nice. You know, she's got a couple of songs that I could listen to, but like, you know, I don't get that. Call me Romeo, you be Juliet. That's not the
call
lyrics
me
anyway.
Romeo.
It's a love story. I hate that shit.
I mean,
it's so big. I don't get it.
Okay, how about we blend this very long intro into a question? Because I think this actually links up to one of the questions we have here.
Okay.
Which is, let me just find it. Okay.
Wait, well, hold on, because I definitely want to know what you two guys hate. I hope that is in this question.
Yeah, it does. Okay. Hi, guys. Absolutely love you guys. Been listening since the beginning. I finally got around to asking a question. Is there anything mainstream that everyone seems to enjoy that you dislike or that you've never experienced? Or let's just say that you dislike for this purpose of this. Such as a show that everyone wouldn't shut up about, but you absolutely hated, or a famous book you've never read. Something along those lines. What do you guys think of that?
I mean, Taylor Swift.
I mean, if we start with musicians, then we can go to TV shows or movies.
Yeah.
But that's like, I dislike, but I don't like it. Yeah, okay, just straight up dislike.
I don't know. Now I'm questioning myself because I'm like, okay, Taylor Swift has some like decent songs. Like, is it just I hate how popular she is? I don't know.
I think I really struggle, and I really do struggle with screamo music. Like,
oh, yeah, God.
I really struggle with that.
Me too.
Like, I've given it, there's various genres that edge close to that I can enjoy, and some bands that utilize bits. Like, I don't mind Pierce the Veil, but like, that's textually as close as I can get to like,
yeah,
being like, oh fuck, anything deeper in is just, I just don't, it doesn't do anything for me. Oh, do you know what I mean?
I straight up just don't like
I don't like pop punky, like screamo-y type stuff where, you know, the main singer definitely has that fucking emo fringe haircut.
Okay,
he's wearing skinny black jeans.
When I was given away to you.
I could be the one who falls for you. Like, oh my God, I fucking hate all that shit, man.
Oh my God, guess who I'm seeing tomorrow?
Placebo.
Who?
No, Blink 182.
Hey, nice. Oh,
where are you?
That's a banger. I'm not gonna hate on that. That's a banger.
That's
but
a
like,
banger.
The
a
thing
banger.
Is,
fuck
I,
me,
Russ,
man.
I think about it, and I'm like, yeah, I fucking hate all that shit. And then I go, and I'm like, yeah, but these songs are very nostalgic.
Dude, they're great songs. I love
you
these
know what?
Songs.
I've never been able to get into R&B as well.
Oh my God, I love R&B. What
dude,
the fuck?
What?
I'm not a like no, but the type like, almost like the R. Kelly R&B shit. You know what I mean? Like
R. Kelly should be up there.
Oh my God! Yeah,
he's like a horrible man. But like that style of R&B, like you know, a song that's nearly 45 minutes long of a dude just telling a story, and he's like way too horny.
But
you know
what
I mean?
You're talking about.
I'm sorry, but like Timbaland, like any song produced by Timbaland, I could instantly reach into like my top 10 songs ever. Like,
I mean, yeah, Timbaland's fucking great.
But like,
I don't know.
I apologize. Timbaland's fucking amazing. Like, a lot of this
amazing. Do we call that R&B though? I don't think that's R&B.
I think I'd fit most of the stuff that Timbaland does as R&B. It's a bit of hip hop,
really?
But it's mostly hot. Like all this shit with Justin Timberlake.
The type of shit you turn. Oh, Justin Timberlake's fucking awesome. I'm talking about the shit like you turn on Kiss FM and like there's like some fucking just like I've not heard of the person and they're just singing some shit that's like way too horny and I'm just like, what? Oh, come on, dude.
Yeah.
I see. So you're meaning more like kind of like. Not so much traditional rhythm
songs.
And blues, more
no,
like no, poppy, like that kind
yeah,
of R and B. That
yeah.
You know,
I like a bit of hip hop and rap and stuff. So I don't mind some horny shit. You know, like fucking wet ass pussy slaps, cupcakes, amazing. But like, I don't know, just R&B. It's not never really gelled with me.
Okay, all right.
But
okay.
If you're saying like Justin Timberlake and all that shit, I fuck with that shit. That's good shit.
I would 100% describe Justin Timberlake as R&B.
I would say more pop, but
yeah, I like poppy stuff.
Screamo for me.
I mean, I agree, but I would say that screamo isn't mainstream.
True. Oh,
it kind of is.
No, screamo isn't mainstream. Screamo music never ends up in the charts or anything like that.
They say mainstream, but then their example is, for example, my friends all hate and make fun of the fact I never watched Star Wars or Lord of the Rings, which like is mainstream, but like I guess it's mainstream. I describe mainstream to your friendship group, and I did have some mates growing up that listened to screamo music. If it's like super mainstream, like obviously I can't stand like the dripping, shitty, like juicy pop of just like a boy band like Blue. I just, as a kid, despised. I will never understand.
What for the fucking, are you kidding me, brother?
Blue fucking slap.
Blue slap, man.
Yeah.
No, I can't
all
bear
rise.
It.
Like, all rise, baby, all rise.
I have a cheesy heart of heart, but like, I can't bear Blue. I can't bear like bands like that, of that
era.
Okay,
it's cheesy pop
what,
music.
No NSYNC, dude?
Yeah, I'm
baby,
good.
Baby, bye.
Yeah.
It's gonna be me.
Because
I'm a little bit younger than both of you, I grew up on just the shittier, slightly shittier. I didn't have NSYNC. We had just like Blue and the slightly more like budget versions. I feel like it wasn't as fun. I don't remember. I don't think of good vibes. I don't think of those shitty boy bands.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay. I do actually. I do side with Ravs a little bit with the Taylor Swift thing. I've got another one. Wait, actually.
Are you guys trying to get a podcast
taken down?
What are you
like,
doing?
Okay, this isn't fair because I don't hate her or dislike her. And I do like some of her music. And I really like the album 1989. However, it's more that I just don't get the insane hype around her. Like, I think she does very likable pop music, but the fact that, like, you know, her tickets sell out 2 months before they're even released, and to, you know, they're
$600 and shit.
Yeah, I think she's great. I don't understand where all of this insane hype for her has gone. I think it's just very sort of, I don't know, a fairly average pop music. Like,
yeah, it's pretty,
a bit better than average,
I don't get it.
I just don't really understand how it's like, happened.
I'm not being a hater. She's got some fucking bangers, but like, I would never pay that to go see her. And I don't get why the world is like obsessed with Taylor Swift.
But one I have actually that I think I can say that I just didn't really like, and that everyone seemed to adore, was Succession. Sarah here. She loves Taylor Swift and Succession.
And Succession. Yeah.
Sarah's a great friend of the podcast, but fucking hell. Two of Sarah's favourite things, two of my most hated things about it. You're preaching today. Fuck Succession.
I just don't get what the huge like obsession with it was. I watched
What's
it and was
obsession
like
obsession with Succession.
I'm only on season one, but I'm liking it.
Yeah, I just thought it was like it was okay. I thought it was kind of boring.
I thought it was boring as fuck.
Yeah,
dude.
I just thought it was dull. I don't understand why everyone went fucking apeshit for it. I just don't get
it. I'm on season one. I've not watched it in a little bit, but like, I love the theme song. Like, I would fucking put the theme song on the walk into the office. I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm here to do business, baby. Yeah. I loved Logan Roy. Like, I was kind of on his side, the billionaire fucking Rupert Murdoch guy. I was like, yeah, all of your children are cunts. Fuck them. Don't give them your money.
I fundamentally disagree with the premise of the show because it is in part rehabilitating some of the like biggest demons in our fucking lives. Like,
yeah,
I cannot stand for it. Like, it's fucked. Like, I found the show boring, but also just on that premise alone, like, I don't, why the fuck am I going to give my time trying to empathize with someone who has just ruined much of our lives in the UK? Like, fuck.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
I know it's meant to be, no. Like, it's meant to be a show where you learn about them, but then you hate them more. And then, like, I don't care. I'm bored. We live our lives constantly to think about, or be scared of whatever Rupert Murdoch's shit decision is going to be. I don't want to fucking waste my time enjoying a show where he's the titular character and I feel
empathetic
to him. Like, I don't, no, he doesn't deserve any of our empathy. Fuck him.
Just thought it was boring.
Absolutely.
I was really boring as well, Lydia.
I liked what I watched, but I hated every character pretty much.
What's the show you hated, Ravs, then?
Okay, this is like weird because I'm not like a massive sci-fi guy. So when people talk about anything sci-fi or whatever, I'm just a bit like, I'm fucking sleeping on it, man. I just, you know, people be like, oh my God, I love the Star Treks.
Deep Space Seven was my favorite sci-fi.
I love Deep Space Seven. I weirdly watched like the reboot that everyone hated and I liked it. The one that had like Michael as the main character. It's like this woman and she's fucking great. And I just kind of yelled at that. And all the Star Trek nerds were like, this is fucking terrible. This isn't Star Trek. I was like, I kind of weirdly enjoyed the first season of that. I don't think I continued watching because, again, space stuff, just meh.
Same.
You know, anything that's like, Captain, we have to reroute the phasers to fucking blah, 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 and speak to the Gorg Populons. I'm like, fuck off, dude. Like, I'm not watching that shit. Fuck right. You're getting a little watch that shit. What's that one? The Orville as well. I'm like, not even going to bother. You know, people talk about it and tell me to watch it. I'm like, no, I'm not going to. Never.
I completely agree.
All the fucking, millions of different spin-offs.
It's such a
spin-offs.
Fucking boring.
Do
you know what? I'm going to give you a mainstream thing that is not a movie or a show, but it's just a mainstream thing. I don't give a shit about space. I literally couldn't give less of it. Everyone like loses their mind when we launch a new rocket.
Yeah.
And I just do not care. Like,
here's
I just
the thing.
Don't give a shit.
I'm a space enjoyer. I would love to go to space one day. I like, it's so fascinating, all the stars and planets and everything. But, you know, sci-fi, I don't know, just so boring to me. It's always just fucking big, stupid looking spaceships.
But like,
and
we're not gonna go to be able to
dumb
go to space
shit.
Raps. Like, we're not gonna be able to go to space. Like, I just think there's like all this like I guess I'm far more like present minded than futurology minded. Like, I don't give a shit about the idea of, we're gonna, in 200 years humanity will live on a moon. like, great. Great for them.
I will be there.
Let's focus on having a good time now. Like, I don't fucking give a shit about space. I also just don't think there's anything out there. I don't think there's anything interesting. I think we're like, humans are way too idealistic of like, yes, there'll be friends out there and we'll meet a race of people and we're going to build a starship. And it's like, no, just shut up. Let's stop killing each other first, please.
Yeah, let's concentrate what's important.
You're not gonna fucking get up in some alien puss, Harry.
Look, I mean, if the aliens want it, if the aliens consent, the aliens of age, you know, then yes, you know, yes, allow me inside
then
that
I
alien
am,
puss.
Yes.
Yeah.
But until then, I'm going to be enjoying human puss because it's
good time. My goodness.
I just want to have a little fi-fi in space. You know, I don't want to go to the moon or whatever. Like, you know, if I could go to the moon and guarantee it's safe and I can have a little jump around and come home, like, cool. But if you're like, would you like to be in the first Mars colony? I'll be like, no.
No,
I'm good.
I'll be the 200th Mars colony. Yeah. When they figure it out.
When you guys have got it figured out, maybe.
Yeah.
I think space is terrifying. I think, like, it's, I find it so, like, if I stare up at the stars and think about it for too long, it makes me feel so insignificant and, like, pointless. It does actually freak me out. So, you know, I'm saying fuck space.
You can move that into, if you change your perspective on that and just think about how small your problems are compared to the vastness of the universe.
Oh, but then what's the point in anything? Yeah, what's the point in anything,
Rams? You end up with quite a nihilistic point of view.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, it's. I can't remember. I was listening to. I was listening to Dr. K talk to Pyrian Flax. This is a lovely pickaxe plug.
Oh, there we go.
New pickaxe podcast. Dr. K. I was listening to him talk to Pyrian about death.
Nice.
And they were, and he was trying to rationalize death with Pyrian, and he was talking about a little bit of that was also about just online spaces, and the fact that, you know, for how many thousands of years, tens of thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years, humans have only really existed with the concept of thinking about and knowing, you know, a couple hundred people.
Mm-hmm.
And just, mm-hmm. we don't deal with these massive concepts very well. And I think that's like, just the idea of that even, you know, we can't scale what 10,000 people, you know, that we interact with on the internet is actually like, or we can't scale with the internet. You know, that's why, like, I think space being intimidating is kind of falls into that category, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just so, the vastness is unsurmountable.
Terrifying. It's and terrifying.
So just, but also, it doesn't need to be surmounted. There's no reason for you to be able to rationalize it or think about it. You're perfectly fine here. You know,
existing in my little bubble.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Yeah, it does. It just freaks me out. But unrelated, I'm also not a very big sci-fi person either. Yeah. I'm much more like fantasy genre inclined.
Love some fantasy shit.
Yeah. So,
we can't go there.
We can't go
to fantasy land.
We can't go. It doesn't exist.
Honestly, if we were spending all that money trying to make portals to other worlds, but rather than fucking making spaceships, I'd be all for it. If we were like, we're going to make the portal to fucking Elfland because we want to fuck the elves.
Elf
it's like, yes,
land.
That's fucking, I will spend my tax money
Based.
On that.
That's nice. I mean, Harry, you could literally just do a, what are they called, where you dress up and you go and you...
Mushrooms.
I could just do some mushrooms.
I could just do some drugs.
You could go to what?
I'm going through the portal, Harry.
I'm going through the portal.
That's just me in a cupboard.
Sticking your head in the toilet bowl.
Just going into Narnia. I'm going to Narnia to fuck the elves.
That's a Hoover.
That's it. That's what. Yeah, that's the
trying
one.
Trying to get it out.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to think of. Yeah, there we go.
Fuck. Sake.
I wish we had like more good Ren fairs like they do in America. I want to eat a big.
You're so horny for
like
a Ren fair,
right?
I know I sell for a fuck some else, but you're so horny.
I love all the outfits everyone's wearing. I want to wear like some nice old like. I want some fucking. I nearly said tassels. I don't want any tassels.
I want some nippy tassels.
I want some frills. I want some frilly clothes.
Frill.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Just do it.
I
just
do that.
Just be the change you want to be. Yeah. Live in the world.
Linen shirts and stuff and everyone wearing lovely dresses. Oh, that's fucking so cool. I love it.
We just need to send you back in time, Rav. So we need to send you to a Ren fair. We just send you back a couple hundred years.
Oh, man. I wouldn't survive back then, man.
Yeah, you'll be grand.
I'd get executed on the spot.
Let's just see you and fucking shoot you. Well, they'd chop off your head or whatever, but still.
Mm-hmm.
So,
All right, I think we've got to call it there because we're going to do another back-to-back podcast.
Back-to-back.
We're in Vegas next week, so sadly no video for 2 weeks.
We will be back. And also, I think that the next episode will probably be very question-heavy. So if you feel upset that you've been deprived of questions, don't worry. The next one, you'll get your fill.
Pretty questiony.
There's no way we won't get instantly distracted and talk about something for 30 minutes. All right, we'll see you in a bit.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.